What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we have another two-for-one special, but it's not what you're initially thinking. Oh, no. Mm-mm. But this is another case of a man that had finally had enough. So he went snap, crackle, and pop, pop, pop. Now, this article was published on the 28th of June. Enraged man allegedly offlines his wife and daughter during a fight over his elderly mother. Once again, gentlemen, another two-for-one special. But he decided, you know what? I'm wiping everybody out. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An unhinged Georgia man gunned down his wife of 38 years and the couple's daughter when a dispute over elder care turned deadly, with him telling authorities he just lost it, police said. Ralph Mincy, 63, fatally shot his 37-year-old daughter, Amanda McBrayer, in the head when she accused him of not taking care of his mother. Then turned the 9mm handgun on his wife of nearly four decades and pulled the trigger again, according to cops, WKRC-TV News reported. First question I would have, what the hell is the daughter doing trying to, you know, how can I put this? Finger wag her own dad over her grandmother. There's a little thing we call stay in a child's place. Quote unquote, my wife had told my daughter that I didn't take care of my mother, Mincy told a 911 dispatcher on newly released audio. I do every day, and I just shot my daughter and my wife of 38 years. I couldn't handle it anymore. The fucking lying and the way they were screaming at me. I don't know. I just lost it. I'm so sorry. 38 years. I loved her. Mincy also allegedly said he shot his daughter with a 9mm right straight to the head. Police responded to the home in the tiny town of Oxford, about 40 miles outside of Atlanta, and walked into the grisly scene where Mincy was taken into custody. The Walton County Sheriff's Office said, Amanda McBrayer was pronounced deceased at the scene while her mother was rushed to Grady Memorial Hospital, where she succumbed to her injuries, the sheriff's office said. McBrayer's husband, Adam McGrath. Hold up. Wait a minute. I got questions now. Her last name should have been Mincy, her maiden name. But it's McBrayer, And her husband's name is, his last name is McGrath. Definitely some stuff going on behind the scenes. But let's get back to the main story. McBrayer's husband, Adam McGrath, told a police dispatcher that his wife was drunk and upset when she got into a spat with her dad, WXIA-TV reported. Quote unquote, "I brought her to her parents' house, and then she got into it with her dad. And her dad said, 'I've got a gun. I'm going to pull the fucking trigger,' and then shot her in the head," he told the dispatcher, the outlet said. He then grabbed his wife by the throat, threw her down, and threatened to offline her too. "I literally ran away because I had two kids I've got to protect, and I'm scared to go back there." Now, of course, there would be some people who would say he was a coward for running away, but he logically explained, "I got two kids to look after. Whatever's going on between them, hey, my name is Bennett. I'm not in it. I'm out." The sheriff's office said Mincy was charged with termination and other counts and is being held without bail. Well. Once again, there's an old saying, a child should stay in a child's place. Why is it that the mother decided to confide in the daughter about grown folks' business? Whatever was going on between her, the mother-in-law, and him should have been kept between the adults, the mother and the father. But unfortunately, the daughter decided she was going to play Miss Jump Up and Get Bad. And what happened? Yeah, she got taken offline. The mother too. This man had finally had enough. They was lying on his name. They was probably telling other people, "Oh, he's a piece of shit. He's not taking care of his mother. What kind of man is he? Blah, 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 blah." And like he explained, he simply snapped. Yeah, talk about disrespect in a major way. There you go. And the fact that the daughter got involved too. Yeah. Hey, I don't feel anything for it. If she would have stayed in her place as a daughter and thought about her own children, she'd still be alive and not pushing up daisies. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location. Apparently, it went down at the home. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact. The daughter's husband was there. He saw what happened. He's a living witness. I'll give that an 80. And for the brutality factor, he popped the daughter in the head, execution style, but obviously, he definitely shot his wife multiple times. So I'm going to give that a combined score of 25. So Ralph, the wrecker, Mincy gets a score of 120. Once again, gentlemen, I've said this before, and I will continue saying this. More and more elderly married men are putting on the mask. They're done. They're tired. They've had enough. This is another member of the Three Hots and a Cot Retirement Club. So, why is it, in my humble opinion, once again, that the mother could not just tell the daughter, hey, this is none of your business, stay out of this? Why couldn't her husband tell her, hey, that's between your mother, your father, and your grandmother. You need to stay out of this. Worry about our kids. What? She was drinking. Oh, well, she thought she was going to tell her daddy off. And that just happened to be the day that her daddy decided, you know what? I'm toe-tagging both of y'all. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. And for all you wives that poison your daughters against their fathers and think that she's going to take your side, this is a crystal clear example of how things can really turn out when that man finally snaps. So you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that society gives you, the protections you think society gives you, that is all false. Those protections are nothing more than that man's restraint. And once again, the chains of restraint snapped. Feminism and the idea that you're going to dogpile a man and just absolutely disrespect him, yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, men are tired. And more men are deciding, you know what? If this is what it's going to be, okay, cool. I'm going to go ahead and dirt nap both of you, and that's going to be it. I'll take my three hots in a cot retirement plan. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.